Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is a name so famous, a lot of people forget exactly why. Here's one reason. At just 25 years old, Mozart was challenged to a musical duel at the royal court where he beat his rival by playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, like only he could. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart started composing at just the age of 4. Not just playing, composing. He played for his empress at the age of 6. He was the talk of Europe by the age of 9. But then, at the age of 25, he finds himself unemployed and broke. Even in the 18th century, long before Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin, it was hard for a child star to be taken seriously as a grown-up. Mozart's living in Vienna in 1781 when he gets an invitation to play for the Holy Roman Emperor Joseph II. Joseph II is better known to history as Marie Antoinette's older brother. He's rich, he's powerful, and now he's throwing a Christmas party. If Mozart can impress the emperor, he can rejuvenate his stalled career. December 24th, 1781, Christmas Eve. When Mozart arrives at the palace to perform, he's surprised to see he's not the only musician who's been invited. He's not even the only grown-up child prodigy. Emperor Joseph also invited 29-year-old Italian musician Muzio Clementi, known today as the father of the pianoforte, aka piano, because in addition to performing and composing, he literally reinvented the piano. Tough competition, about to go head-to-head in a piano duel against the guy who reinvented the piano. Clementi is as surprised to see Mozart as Mozart is to see him. They don't really know each other, but they do know of each other. Child prodigy circles have always been pretty small. And they wonder what's going on. As they wonder what's going on, the emperor commands that the two duel to the death. Okay, maybe not to the death, but he still wants them to duel, just with pianos. The royals in attendance have already placed bets on who the emperor will choose as the winner. The duel is only a surprise to the musicians, probably to guarantee they'd show up. Emperor Joseph has Muzio Clementi play first. Clementi plays his Sonata in B-flat major, Opus 24, number 2, followed by Toccata in B-flat major, Opus 11. I totally thought he was going to pick those two songs, which I am very familiar with. I have no idea what those songs are. Clementi performs them beautifully. What will Mozart play to follow him? He plays 12 variations in C major of Avudere Jumamo. It's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, with a little spice. Just like now, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was an old traditional kid song when Mozart played it. What made it impressive is what Mozart did with it. He plays 12 souped-up versions of it in a row as one seamless composition. But the competition's not over yet. Emperor Joseph pulls out some sheet music for sonatas by a famous Russian composer in honor of the Russian guests. And Mozart and Clementi must each put their own spin on them. This is like some kind of 18th century version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, but with pianos and no laughs. Mozart and Clementi each take the sheet music. Sight reading, they perform them on the spot and put their own flair on it. The music is beautiful. They both play so exceptionally well, the emperor can't pick a winner. Being a professional diplomat, he compliments both pianists. Then asks one of the court musicians, Carl Ditters von Dittersdorf, real name, unfortunate, what he thinks. Carl says, quote, "Mere art prevails in Clementi's playing, but in Mozart's both art and taste." And then the emperor basically replies with, "Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. You read my mind. crazy that we're both so good at appreciating music at the highest level, Ditters von Dittersdorf. Mozart has essentially won by doing what he did with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And that speaks to the genius of Mozart. Sometimes, to be incredible, it's not about what you do, but how you do it. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For this episode, we found Franz Edward Gehring's biography, Mozart, and New York Public Radio's Reflections from the Keyboard series incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Anthony Valsic. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff. Written by Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Ambika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.